It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 5th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Irish-born musician and social activist Bob Geldof, who is best known as the singer for the band Boomtown Rats and for his political activism, particularly his anti-poverty efforts in Africa. Born in 1951, Geldof studied at Black Rock College in Ireland and worked in Canada as a pop journalist before returning home in 1975 to form his band, which had a couple of hits in the 1980s, but it wasn't until he formed the pop charity Band-Aid Trust in 1984 that he became widely known. The trust raised $8 million for Africa famine relief through the release of the record Do They Know It's Christmas? In 1985, Live Aid concerts were held in London and Philadelphia, raising an additional $48 million. In 2004, Geldof was appointed a member of the newly launched Commission for Africa Initiative, its task to produce new ideas for reducing poverty on the continent. In November of that year, a new Band-Aid formed to record a second version of the single, Do They Know It's Christmas, to raise funds for famine-stricken Darfur in western Sudan. The song topped the charts for several weeks, including over Christmas. In July 2005, Geldof organized Live 8 charity pop concerts that were timed to coincide with the G8 Summit on World Poverty held in Perthshire, Scotland. In support of the Make Poverty History campaign, performances were broadcast in 10 cities around the world, including London and Philadelphia. That same year, he presented Geldof in Africa for BBC One and wrote a book to accompany the series. At the 2005 Brit Awards, he was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Citation. Geldof has received many other awards for his fundraising work, including being invested by Queen Elizabeth II as an honorary Knight of the Order of the British Empire in 1986. As such, he is entitled to use the letters KBE after his name, but not to be styled as Sir, since he is not a citizen of a British Commonwealth realm. Regardless of that technicality, the nickname Sir Bob has stuck, and media reports continue to refer to him as Sir Bob Geldof. He was also awarded the Freedom of the City of Dublin in 2005, and today, at age 66, his charity work goes on as he seeks new ways to demonstrate his long-held belief that mankind, at its most desperate, is often at its best. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 5th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.